You're at Cape Talk. This is Abs on Early Breakfast.
Let's talk about mental health for a second here. I mean, one in every three adults will suffer a mental health episode in their lifetime. And here's a shocker. About 75% of sufferers do not receive any help whatsoever. Now, Crazy for Walking is an initiative that aims to destigmatize mental illness and promote mental wellness, where the initiative kicked off in 2017 with a crazy 1,500-kilometer walk from Pretoria to Cape Town. And Natalie Vanderbach from the initiative talks to you right now to tell you a little bit more about that. Natalie, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Morning, Ab. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
I have to say, I do love the play of words here. We're talking about mental health, and we talk about stigmatizing, because if someone has a mental illness, we always say they're crazy, and then you guys do a crazy 1,500-kilometer walk.
That we did, and we embraced the word crazy because there's a stigma to mental health, and that therein lies our problems. As you well mentioned, that people don't seek help. And it is a huge problem.
Yeah. And let's talk about this. Tell us a little bit more about the walk. What is the crazy walk or crazy for walking about?
All right. In 2017, a few clinics in Pretoria and Bloemfontein and ourselves, LifePath Group in Cape Town, joined together to form an initiative, Crazy for Walking, where we walked 1,500 kilometers over a five-week period all the way from Pretoria to Cape Town. I was very fortunate to be the team manager in the last week of the Crazy for Walking, where we walked from Barrydale to Cape Town. And it was the most amazing feeling. It was the most amazing experience I've ever had to break down the stigma of mental health.
Break it down for us maybe for a second here, Natalie, in terms of what are we looking at here? I mean, you talk about one in every three adults will actually experience or suffer from a mental health episode, and you say about 75% of those actually don't get any help about that. How dire is the situation?
The situation is dire, Abs. Mental health does not discriminate. It can affect anybody at any time, at any stage of your life. And stigma and discrimination against patients and even the families prevent people from seeking medical care. And therein lies the problem. You've had the stigma of movies in the past where you see people with straitjackets on, being put behind bars. Our hospitals aren't like that at all. It's a very homely feel where we are focused on care and getting patients better.
And I find that for many South Africans, that the more we educate, the more we're gaining ground a little bit here and there. So talking about the Crazy for Walking, what was the reaction and feedback following last year's walk? I mean, was there positivity? Did you get more people to understand?
We definitely had fantastic feedback. We had talks we had two presenters that went through the 5 weeks with us in different towns doing talks at various places, at old age homes, at schools, at various places, so that we could break down that stigma. And we're doing exactly the same thing this year, where we've already started with people chatting and speaking to people and educating people on mental health.
Right. And so what does the future hold for you guys? What comes next now?
I think the important thing is to continue to promote that mental health is nothing to be ashamed of. So this year we've gone even more crazy, and we're doing walks around the entire country. We've got a walk in Pretoria where they are walking around the union buildings, which symbolizes breaking the routine when you suffer from a mental problem. When Bloemfontein are doing a rim lunch challenge, where they're being in a vast and desolate place, is what you feel like when you've got a mental health illness. We've got two events in Cape Town. The one event is they're walking up Table Mountain every day for a week. This is taking place from the 3rd of October to the 10th of October. And at LifePath Health, we are walking in 7 different malls on the 7 different days, where we're mingling with everyday people who suffer, but it doesn't show. So we want people, and the more we went out there and the more we spoke to people, people came up to us and said, I know somebody that needs this problem. I was a sufferer. I've been at one of your hospitals. So it was fantastic to experience that in the walk last year. We're hoping to reach more people this year.
You know, as you're saying it and you embracing all of these, the word like crazy, I don't know if it's, please tell me if it's a horrible idea. I can see you guys running now with your t-shirts, and at the back you've written there, I think I've lost my mind. I just see it. I don't know why.
We should have embraced that. No,
yeah.
we've got at the back of the t-shirts that we care. But talk about crazy, Ab. Mm. We also aim to get to Mars before Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? That's 54.6 million kilometers.
Do what you gotta do. Who says it cannot be achieved? Who says
Absolutely.
It cannot be achieved? The sky is the limit. Natalie, before we let you go now, but I mean, talking about mental health, here's your opportunity now. Your parting words perhaps to the listeners at Cape Talk, and maybe before that, how do people get a hold of you?
They can follow Crazy for Walking on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also find out more about the talks and about the events on the Crazy for Walking website, crazyforwalking.co.za. And please, we're begging people, don't keep quiet. Reach out. We're there. We will help you. That's what we're there for. That's our job.
That's the message. Thank you so much, Natalie, for joining us. And looking forward to having a conversation with you with more crazy runs.
Thank you, Ab. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you so much, Natalie van der Wach, Crazy for Walking, from the Crazy for Walking initiatives. And it's so wonderful, man. It's so wonderful. So nice to see that, you know, in our communities, we've got the people that are genuinely standing up and putting up their hand and saying, I will stand and I'll do my part.